Well, I probably would have gained far more than the 5 pounds I'd already put on. Between Gertie's dessert gifts, Francine's fantastic and fattening meals, and Allie currently living with me and creating new bakery items every day, I was probably consuming enough carbs and sugar to induce a diabetic coma in an inert person. I took a sip of my coffee and looked outside the picture window at the fray. There was no way this day would end without a problem that required law enforcement intervention. The sheer number of sinful residents celebrating, combined with homemade hooch and questionable IQs, spelled certain disaster. I hoped Carter didn't allow himself to be pulled back to the job. Dr. Stewart refused to release him to work for another week, and that was only if he had a clean scan showing no remaining swelling in his brain. Not that Carter paid a lick of attention to what his doctor said. He'd left the hospital 2 days before and gone straight into the bayou looking for a gunrunner and murderer. The fact that he saved Ida Bell, Gertie, and an ATF agent was the only thing that kept his mother from yelling at him. But it hadn't stopped her from calling Dr. Stewart and passing the phone to Carter so that he could yell at him. Carter had taken the doctor's orders seriously yesterday and spent most of the day sleeping with me in my hammock. Then we had a nice dinner that Allie prepared, and afterward, he actually agreed to go.